putting in Simon Tav Sadi Hey in Sif Dalid in Mishabura Sif Katan Tezayan. Yesh Matirim. So we said the Mechaber said even though Shabbos looks as mutter, Yom Dabtev is more chomer. Came in Ramadan, Ramadan said the Yesh Matirim looks a filo b'shi b'yomtev. So they hold it. The Lachomer Mish Shabbos, you don't deal with Yomtev being more chomer than Shabbos. Because I'm going to run the Chenu Gam Ken Das HaRashal Chen Posse Gam Pri Chodesh. So this opinion which the Torah brings B'Shem Poiskim the Maisha the Gedalei Achronim the Magarim quotes the Rashal the Pri Chodesh that's how we pass but even according to them there is also with Ibrahim. Now, so what's the point over here? What's he saying? After Yesh Poiskim Shematirim Afim Muksadanavid, there are some Poiskim would say. So, Poiskim would say that not only do we say that there's no issue of Muksa on Yom Tov, just like in Shabbos, there's no issue of Nerla. There might even be Muksa on Nerla. Ramah loy rotza litras kedaitim b'seh. The Ramah was not willing to accept that opinion. El akos and a Poiskim makrim al kaponim b'muksa on Nerla. The Ramah preferred the Paschal like the opinion that Nerla is also on Yom Tov.
Because
the Shabbos itself is not so important.
Shabbos itself is what?
Not so pashut. So what's an example of Nela? The fees that in the Taltal at some machine is parakum in a basur b'yomtiv. In case you had bones which are not edible, so they weren't. So at the beginning of yomtiv, they were part of the animal. Part of the food, and now they become bones, which are useless. So that's a nerla, which changes its matzias into something else. Even though you can feed it to a dog, but it's only a part of the animal or part of the food. They're considered part of the food. And now they've changed and become food for a dog. So that stuff is another. They've changed their metzias. So that is a case of another. So that's halacha lemaisa, Mishabura is paskening. Even on Shabbos, we could argue the bones, since the beginning of Shabbos, they were part of the food. And they were not muk, so they remained.
It's the food?
The chicken bones, let's say. So they're part of the chicken. So they don't have their own status. They're part of the food. They're not mux. Now on Shabbos, take them off of the meat off of the bones. You're left with just the bones, which are not edible. Or that's a nerlid, or they're edible for a dog, but they're not edible for a human. So if they're not usable at all, so they're mux. They're usable for a dog. It's not mux. It's usable. Elamai, what? It's a nerlid problem because it's changing. That's not a problem by Shabbos. And Yom Tov is a problem. So you have to be more careful when you clean the table. The problem of Nerla will be in the gate, let's say, the shells of the
of an egg.
Shells of nuts. You know, bones from the chicken. All these things, that's a problem of Nerla. Okay, here's a case. So you say like this. Any case of muksa which is not dealing with livestock, For example, case of Oitzer, so we're addressing the problem, so you, to address the problem, I would say, listen, I'm planning to use from here. Now, according to this opinion, Muksa doesn't apply, so this whole conversation doesn't make any sense. You say, this is going back on the opinion, which says there is a din Muksa. If you hold this whole problem of Muksa, so why do I need to designate anything? The only place you need a mirror, he says, okay, there's regress and smoking, which that's up. Is it sending a Shabbos? Okay. So if it's not a livestock, so then you say, I'm taking it from over here.
What's with the smoking, the raisins? Allah is the same.
If I want to say, when I need a mirror, do I need a mirror? So the Mishabur here is discussing you need a mirror. It needs, before you have to say, Mekanani Noitel. So if you hold there's no din muksa b'yom tov Shabbos, you don't need mekana in your noitel. So let's go back on the opinion there is a din muksa. According to the opinion that there is no din muksa, there's no need for a mirror. The only case that we need for a mirror is the case of gergers and simukim, because over there he's da'chi b'yadayim when he puts them to dry out, because they come inedible in between. That'll be true on Shabbos also. Okay, and he said, so I have to say that I'm taking from here, that's all I have to say, that's some of the things which are not live. Shana Balichai. The Balichayim Lo Mahanika Shiyam Kanani Noto, El Tsar, Glifer, Zevazani Noto, Kamabur, the Kamam, Sim Tov Sari Zain, Sif Yud. When it comes to livestock, because I don't have to say I'm taking from here, I have to say I'm taking that and that, you have to designate specifically what you're planning to take. That'll explain more that very shortly. So where are we discussing? We're going in the first opinion that there is a din muksa yom tov. We're saying, listen, so a person has something set aside to use for business purposes. That's muksa and yom tov. So what does he need to do? He needs to say, I'm planning to use this tomorrow for my purposes. He said before Shabbos, I'm planning to use this from him, taking something from here. So he didn't say which food he's taking. Taking it from that stall. Is it that apple or this apple? I don't know. Which apple? An apple. I'm going to say which apple. This apple taken from here. By live animals, I'd have to say I'm using that animal and that animal. You know, it's to learn. So I tell you, Mithila Rakhli Stopik, Mimenalakrasma. So much he stored away, he planned to use it for, well, not planned to use it for another few months, and now he changes his mind. Who didn't repair his home in the Skhara? Another example would be. Fruit, which you know, foods which are which he's bringing to sell, not to eat. Or another example of muksa would be a case where they haven't dried totally the grapes, raisins haven't dried totally. So all these things, person is sagish kashemir. He says it's not to say I'm taking from here, somewhere in this stall. Why does it work? Now, why should it work? He needs to designate it beforehand. Since we say Breira. Since we're talking about Durbonis. We have a rule by Durbonis, you say Breira. So I say, I'm taking from here tomorrow. It's this bar, that's the one he meant. So we deal with it as if there was a beer. There was a brewer. This is what he meant. Or better, this is what was designated. Okay. Main tarsha yirsha. So the mechaber said, you don't need to make some type of a marking. You're just going to say, I'm taking from here. But the yesh kam person, the plea yells it. That this already is not sufficient. And many persons hold that you need a rishim. It's not enough to say I'm taking from this general area. According to them, they hold Shir Shem Basimon Amokim Shabbatai Tolach. He has to designate specifically where he's taking it from. Usvarasam. Their opinion is because the Kiman Shehem Amoksim Machus Meisah Shosu Behem Like Sosam. Because since they are muksa by his act of designating them, he put it on the roof to dry. So that it was his decision to make them muksa. Philip Parishach needs some lights or food that you put away into storage. Here he's designated them for business purposes. So over there, they hold as I'm not to just to say I'm taking it from here generally, which is a very general type of designation. That can't take it out of the status of muksa. So I'm dealing with things which are real bona fide muksa, and I'm being mad to them based on this formula. I need a very clear formula. So that's that argue. This opinion argues on the Mechaber. Mechaber said you don't need that. You just need to say I'm taking it from here. And this opinion says no, that's not enough. You need, since you're dealing with things which are mamash muksa, the person has designated and made in the muksa, it's not enough to say I'm taking it from here. You have to say I'm taking that thing, and he marks and makes a marking what he's planning to use. So halacha ma'aseh, what do we do? The Mishnah Berurah says, we have a machlokes. We have this opinion I just mentioned now. It says that there's no difference between do you need a full act of achana? I have to designate what specific plan to use. I'm planning to use this eggplant, which this one. What do you mean? This one was you plan to use for business. I have to say I'm planning to use this one and make some type of marking. And the Rishon Lishchan said no such thing. Okay. He says, since you're being master b'yadayim, you should be machmer. You need the designation has to be more very specific. It's not enough to give a general designation. I'm planning to use this item and make a marking on this item, and that's what he's allowed to do. Otherwise, it's awesome. Okay. He says, but the case of Parashat Lisan Lo'itzer, which is maybe a less Madrega Muksa, maybe you can be Makel with the first opinion that doesn't apply.
As opposed to what he put out somewhere for drying then?
So, putting out grapes and wheat to dry, which they become inedible during the process, that's a much higher level of muksa than putting something into the oitzer to store, just plan to use later on, which really is still edible the whole time. But she didn't plan to use it. So we differentiate between the two of them. The last thing which the Ramah said was that you're allowed to do the sachana on the first day of Yom Tov for the second day by Shem Tem Shalgolius. Not Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so you're doing the achana, b'chana ninoitol. That achana is b'chana ninoitol. I'm taking from here on the first day Yom Tov for the second day. So how does that work? Let's learn. Going to zeshal parasoids. In the case of parasoids, Shein Tzarach Lasus Ma'isa B'mir Ba'alma Havi Achana. Places where we just said that Amir is sufficient. You don't need Ma'isa. You just need Dibur. We didn't ask for deeper. So So now the chiddush is mutalachin. You're able to do it on day one for day two. Why is that? Why are you allowed to be mechin on yom tov for a day the next day? If the second day is really the real Yom Tov, so today's Erev Yom Tov, so I'm allowed to be Mechid. If Yom Kodesh, I'll be with today's Kodesh. Umocher is Chol, the next day really is the Chol. Rain Tzar Chachana Klal, a weekday does not need Chachana. Nim Sashenu Mesak and Shum Dabr Bahachanosu, the Leosu Olam. He did nothing to fix that which should cause a problem. So where does it yes be a problem? So this is all the deeper. Person does a maisa. That's going to be part of the problem. We're saying it's a case of a mira. So then the fact that tomorrow is chol is an advantage. You're not be making anything. Just I'm saying something which is ridiculous. But if you're doing a maisa, you did a maisa on the first day yom tov, the second day yom tov, maybe the second day yom tov is chol.
The second day.
Say, if you do a mice on the first day for the second day.
To do a mice on the first day preparing for it.
We're saying that a mirror is mutter on the first day for the second day. We're saying to
only
designate.
A mirror.
Only a mirror. If he does a mice, that's going to be awesome. Why? The Cheshire and Shem and Marker call because we said maybe really. Well, and the Tzad, the second day is the real day. So today's mutter to do mice. I can do mice. It's Yom Tov. No, but maybe today is Kodesh and tomorrow is Chol. Shem Shem Amorcher Chol. But Nims Shalosa Meis to be Yom Tov Letzara Chol. Kehila Simin Tavkuf Gimel Ayin Shom. That's also to do that because you're being Mechen, potentially being Mechen from Yom Tov to Chol. Chay Memuksa De Balichan. Katana Gerlos Amedos De Galabayin. Yerchalaz Min Me Yom Tov Lechaver Elam Kein Zimin Me Erev Yom Tov. The same in the case where there's Muksa Balichayim. So you have a chicken which is designated to give birth to have eggs. So you want to change that to eat it, because that's not what you kept it for before Yom Tov. So you want to change it that the designation that I can now eat it. So Yochel Hazim Yom Tov the Chaverim Kain Zimin Mi Erev Yom Tov. It's not enough to do. You cannot do it from one day to the next. Because over there we said by cases of livestock you need a reshima. It's not enough to just do a mirror, you need a reshima, so that's really a mice. So you can't do a mice from one day to the next. So therefore, the feast of we're maxim, but muksa dachsi then when she designated the girls, we're machmer and yomtiv. So zarch lishim over there, you need rishim. Im shachal lishim erev yomtiv and iskri yomtiv. Also, lasa shum simin lahachin parets miyantiv the sheni. You cannot do ma'is of rishima, which is what you need, and that's not mutter because you're doing a ma'is on yomtiv region for sheni. Shemachachal when it says also simin. Yom Tov with circles. You made a simon on Yom Tov for a weekday. That's not what. Okay. Simon Tov Tzarivov. Dinner Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golius. Megolius Shoyus and Shnei Yom Tov Misafik. Komash Osir Berish and Osir Bersheni. In the cases where we keep 2 days Yom Tov, the Yisurim are equal on one day to the next. We don't say the second day is more cool. Umenadin, we put in Cherim, and me, Shemazalzibur, somebody who, his attitude is towards Yom Tov Sheni is cavalier, he doesn't take it seriously, we put him in Cherim. Vimatum Rabbanim, excuse me, but he's a person of Talmud Chacham. We don't go all the way the chumra, the punishment of nidui, which is cherim. We give right, but we don't give him nidui, but we give him malchus instead. So you see from the thought process of the machaber that we consider malchus as less of a punishment than cherub. Yeah. So Mishabur Aleph Manadan is we know which day is Yom Tov. We're afraid that because of what can happen in Golus, so we're afraid they'll make the Cheshbonis wrong. They'll end up with the wrong day, and they'll say they're ready. Pesach is over. I can eat chametz now. It's not really over, and you can't eat chametz because they'll make mistakes. Al Kain, Hinichu Adaber B'chutz La'aretz, K'moshe Hoya B'Yom Harishon. The answer is we have 2 days Yom Tov. You can't go make a mistake. We have 2 days Yom Tov. So that they Chazal instituted to maintain the custom that Klaus already had decided to do. Because of a Savak, they kept 2 days. Chazal now said we're going to officially institute that. We put a person with Mazalzel in Cherim. Misha Mazalzel will be made. The person who takes it, deals with it carelessly, be made. Of course, that means by not keeping even if the zilzul was on the Eastern Rabbanon, he deserves cherem. He did Amir la'akum. So he didn't know anything. The guy did something. Says, no, he gets cherem for that also. Chazal asked in Sheni, what they asked in Rishon, he knows clearly the Rabbanon's. No shachas any derisa. It doesn't make a difference. Chazal asked him.
Sometimes you are allowed to do a mirla.
In our cases where it's mutter.
It's the cases where it's us.
Okay. No, there's cases where it's not mutter.
What?
You're dealing with cases where it's us. Now we spar poiskim the Yom Tov Sheni chomer b'zem Yom Tov Rishon. The bad thing becomes that Yom Tov Sheni is more chomer than Yom Tov Rishon. The Yom Tov Rishon aiming at and rock by brother is at the rice. We have a rule in general: you don't give malchus unless you're doing this at the right malchus to rabbanon unless it's over in the rice. Here we're saying that Yom Tov Sheni even for the rabbanon we give malchus. I will shoot the button and aim and rock Malkin say Makas Mardis, my shane can be up to shane. And the shane we even for the rabbanon were marked. Okay. Now why what's talking about Shad? So why is Yantar Shani more common than Yantar Rishon? But Tommy Shum the Yantar Shani called the Kore Ainoi. The whole thing is the Rabbanon. Kaini Overboy Alei Zadavar Shahu whatever it is, you can't say, well, these are the rice and these are the bottoms. You know, he's keeping those intact. Not everything's the bottom. He's not keeping anything intact. So he's equivalent of undermining everything. So we can put him a care for that. But case of Yom Rishon, the fact the person ever in the abundance is not, he's not uprooting the Yom Tov. He didn't do any of the rices. But Dabra Tolly Rak Lafi Ra'us any at the Yonim, Bamasharayan Lafi Inyan, Yim Hokala, Bamalkus, Al Hakra Labanidri, Rak Shoshus Biyodam, Fila and Adais. So, I'm running through this over here, let's hold it over here, I'm going to pick up the Yesh Poskim. So that's going to pick up Ezra's Monday night. And imagine.